Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, you all right?
Yes.
Showing all that money.
Did something happen on the market?
No, sorry.
Okay. Don't scare Sybil like that.
What?
You know she's on the edge anyway.
I'm a little skittish.
Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody. How was your
Easter? Good morning. Sorry about the cough. Didn't know it would set off alarm.
Okay. You know, the market is skittish.
Yeah. So, your subject today is about a study that's been done that says affluent black boys, their future is not necessarily guaranteed. Hmm.
Yes, this was reported in the New York Times probably a couple of weeks ago, and then Sybil raised the issue and said we should talk about this, and I agree. It's a new report from the Equality of Opportunity Project. It's called EOP. And basically, it's talked about another barrier to wealth placed in front of the black community, and this one specifically related to young black men growing up in financially stable societies, or what many would think of as affluent families, excuse me. The study found affluent black boys are unlikely to grow into affluent or wealthy black men, despite the advantages of their families. I have to say, this one surprised me.
Mm. Wow.
And
a lot of this
surprise?
Is, you know, when we think about our parents, you generally think of that your financial stability tends to be passed on from parents and then built upon by their children. So we tend to do better than the prior generation. But this data shows that's not true when you look at black boys specifically, that black boys don't necessarily from affluent families do better than their families.
Hmm. Wow.
They become poorer instead of staying wealthier.
And why is this?
So there were a few reasons that it seems to be tied to this disparity. So one is the obvious, and that is racism and some of the both implicit and explicit bias that exists in this country. It's just inarguable. And that is something that is, you know, not to be argued with. Although the study did find black boys who grew up in neighborhoods surrounded by less racially biased people, they tend to do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But in general, this bias does affect outcomes. The second thing that affected the outcome for these young black boys was the presence of fathers in their household. They said fathers had an impact, and it didn't mean that the presence of fathers was necessarily, you know, the be-all, end-all, but it did show a consistent presence of fathers around the boys did make a difference. And so that was something that was definitely worth noting, because when they looked in this data for girls, it didn't prove to be true. This was specifically racial and gender-based when they looked at the work.
Wow.
Which, so again, surprised me. So saying that if you had a girl who grew up in an affluent family, mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily true that she would be less wealthy in her adult life, like they found with these black boys who became men.
What about the pressure of a black boy being a junior to someone who is very successful?
Well, why wouldn't that be different for a girl?
Because they don't have that. You can't
different mentality.
Well,
you could have a mother who's successful. I mean, we have more black women going to college and graduate school than men, but black men.
But they don't have their father's names. The girls don't.
They might have their.
Well,
mother's
they didn't.
Name.
They didn't break the study down by junior, so that could be an issue.
I didn't want my first son to be named Tom Joyner Jr.
See how that worked out?
Yeah, it worked out fine. It worked out fine. But now we got Tom Joyner the third, and I think he's got a lot of pressure on him.
But he's got great hair.
He does.
Okay.
That'll help.
I think the junior issue could probably be an issue across racial lines. So
yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily true of black boys.
So what do we
I
do
have
to combat
this? In my office, John Rogers is a junior.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he clearly is extraordinarily successful. Successful. His father was a judge. His mother was the first black woman to graduate from the University of Chicago law school. So he came from a very affluent family and yet did extraordinarily well.
Yeah.
So what can we do to combat this?
So I think the issue is one of obvious, again, we're back to the obvious.
Right.
The racial barriers in this country continue to to create obstacles for people of color. And certainly we're seeing that with black boys in lots and lots of ways, not only from, you know, obviously what's going on with in Sacramento right now, again, you know, we keep having the same stories play out, to how that affects black boys economically. But I think some of these things are our own doing as well in terms of the presence of men. At least this study suggests in the home of a black boy can make a difference. And what they said, not just some kind of consistent presence.
All right.
On a brighter note, happy birthday tomorrow, Melody.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You're good,
happy
Civil.
Birthday.
She doesn't miss.